The director of research with Pipestone Applied Research is confident a simulation model, which shows pathogens responsible for disease in swine can cross the ocean in feed ingredients, will stimulate discussion on action that might be necessary to reduce the risks associated with imported feed products. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Research underway at South Dakota State University, in which scientists are simulating the movement from China across the ocean to Iowa of feed ingredients contaminated by microorganisms, shows imported feed ingredients are capable of harboring the pathogens that cause disease in swine. Dr. Scott D., the director of research with Pipestone Applied Research, a part of Pipestone Veterinary Services, says the study started out by looking at feed ingredients inoculated with PED virus and has been expanded.
Similar to what we saw with PED work, products that are soy-based seem to be very supportive for whatever reason. Lysine seems to be repeatable. Choline seems to be repeatable. And it seems to also depend on the structure of the virus. If the virus is very stable, it's living longer. If the virus is very labile outside the host, for example, it dies quickly, dries out. Those don't make it across the ocean, so to speak. What we hope to do is a couple things. Just raise the awareness that feed ingredients could be risk factors for disease transmission. That's really never been done before. The second is to identify what are the high-risk combinations. And then hopefully we can talk about, is it possible to treat those ingredients with a mitigant that would reduce virus survival somehow? Do we make sourcing decisions and buy from countries or produce more internally that have a safe health status versus a country with a lot of foreign animal diseases?
Dr. D says work on four viruses has been completed and scientists are wrapping up the last six. He expects the study to be completed midway through 2017. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.